跟大家分享约书亚记。
So last time I shared with everyone the book of Joshua.
所以这个 share 完了以后，我们如果很迅速的读过去，这个约书亚记呢，就给我们一个很正面鼓舞的感觉。
So if we read quickly, the book of Joshua gives us a very positive encouragement.
但是，所以我就在想，我下次要 share 什么呢？
And so at the time I was thinking, what book should I share next?
因为基本上，很多人分类是这个从约书亚记就是早期的先知书。
And so a lot of people like to divide the earlier books into sections. And so they, up until the book of Joshua, from the book of Joshua, they consider it as books from the earlier prophets. Yeah.
所以我就继续查这个士师记。
And so therefore, I figure I'll continue on to the book of Judges.
但是看了约书亚记很正面鼓舞，但是看了士师记，哎呀，就从叹气一直到叹气。
And so,After finishing with the book of Joshua, it gave us a lot of positive encouragement. But then, once I started reading the book of Judges, I found nothing but sighs.
Yeah, 因为以色列人进到应许地以后，在加耶稣亚还活着的时候呢，十二个支派，因为这里十二个支派不包括利位，因为他们变成以法莲和马拿西算是两个支派啊。这个十二个支派都分配到他们所要求的，或者是他们研究得到的地。
And so after the Israelites enter into the Promised Land, while Joshua is still alive, so 12 tribes, this does not include the tribe of Levi because they split into Ephraim and Manasseh, two tribes. And so each of them got the land that they either requested or they were allotted for while casting lots.
那么士师记它主要记载就是在约书亚死了以后，也因为还有很多没有得的地嘛。
And so the book of Judges mainly records the event that happened after Joshua had passed away because there are still a lot of promised land that they haven't got yet.
所以这个时候就继续记载这个以色列人他继续征战要得到所有应得的属他们的产业的一个过程。
And so the book continues to record the Israelites' continued battle to gain all the land that was promised to them.
那约书亚记的包括的年代不是很确定。
And so the age of the year that the book of Joshua recorded is not very clear.
士师记包括的年代也不是那么确定。
And neither are the era that's recorded in the book of Judges.
有的说是从1398 BC 过来的355年。
Some thinks that it records the event that happened from 1398 BC until 355 years later.
Yeah.也有的说是从1380 BC 过来的330年。
Or others believe that it records an event that happened starting from 1380 BC and until 330 years later.
还有一个说是1375 BC 的335年。
And still, some other thinks that it records an event from 1375 BC until 335 years later.
所以无论如何是从1375的 BC 一直到1050的 BC 那这一段大家都觉得有那这一段是一定有的。
And so either way, people believe that it does record events from 1375 until
1050.
Until 1050 BC. So everybody agrees that that part of the event are recorded in the books.
但是呢新约你如果看新约的话保罗有一个地方讲神给他们设立士师的时段呢大概有450年。
And so, but in the New Testament, if you pay attention, Paul mentioned that God has established judges for about 450 years up to that point.
那可能就是因为同时有几个地方都要兴起不同的士师所以把它年份加总起来。
And so that might be due to the fact that judges might have been established in several different places, and so he combined them together.
那么这整本书也不是按照年代次序来记载的，它是按照主题来记载的。
And also, this whole entire book are not recorded in chronological order, but rather organized by themes.
Yeah, 所以我们现在大概来看一下，基本上士师记分成三段。
And so let's take a closer look. In general, the book of Judges can be split into three sections.
第一段是从第一章的一节到三章的六节。
So the first section is from chapter 1, verse 1 until chapter 3, verse 6.
这个好像有点像从政治背景的角度来看。
And so this seems to be looking at events from a political perspective.
在约书亚和当年那些见过神做事的那些长老去世以后。
So at the time when Joshua and also all the elders who have seen the Lord, they had passed away.
下一代的人呢，他们不认识神了。
The next generation, they did not know God.
所以他们就离弃神，而且侍奉当地居民的神，就惹神发怒了。
And so they went away from God, they left God, and then instead they worshipped the gods of the locals, indigenous people. And so that caused wrath of God.
Yeah.所以这些人他们在应许地，但是他们没有办法赶出那个原住民。
And that's why, even though those Israelites were in the Promised Land, but they have no way of driving out the people who were there before.
如果是从一个属灵的角度来看呢
？And if from a spiritual perspective,
第二章一节，耶和华的使者就是 the angel of the Lord, 就是主耶稣自己。
So in chapter 2, verse 1, when they talk about the angel of the Lord, so that's talking about Lord Jesus himself.
他从解甲上到波经，他责备他们没有听从神的话。
And from Gilgal to Bochim, he rebuked them for not listening to God's words.
所以呢，就会把他们交在仇敌的手里面。
And so that's why he handed them over into the hands of the enemies.
这句话从解甲到波经。
And so this passage from Gilgal to Bochim,
就大概就可以形容全部士师记的大概了。
And pretty much cover the entire, it pretty much summarizes the book of Judges.
解甲是以色列人过了约旦河受割礼的地方。
So Gilgal is the place where the Israelites received circumcision after they crossed the River Jordan.
它代表是什么呢？代表就是只有在十字架上，我们才可以一直得胜。
And what that represents is that only through the cross can we have victory.
那波经是什么意思呢？是哭泣。
And the word for broken means to cry.
就是说，我们如果不背起十字架，就是老我死掉，跟着主走的话，那就只有哭泣了。
And what that means is that if we do not carry our own cross, in other words, let our old self die and follow the Lord, then all we have left are in tears and despair.
所以那个时候，神就从主耶稣从基甲上到波金来责备他们，就是这个大意。
And so that's why we say that during that time,Lord Jesus went from Gilgal to Bochim to in rebuke of the people.
所以这个有点形容那个士师记的大概。
And so that kind of summarizes the book of Judges.
第二段是从三章七节到十六章的三十一节，最后一节。
And then the second section starts from chapter 3, verse 7 until the very last verse of chapter 16.
中间你会发现有底波拉和巴拉这两位。
And in that section, you'll find Deborah and Barak.
这个两个人，他们虽然一起行动啊，但是巴拉等于是底波拉的助手，不是士师。
And so, even though these two work together, but in reality, Barak is more like Deborah's assistant rather than another judge.
所以，因为圣经上没有讲说他是士师，所以这一段呢，就记载了十二位士师的事迹。
And also because the Bible did not record Barak as a judge. And so in this section, it recorded the events that happened to the 12 judges.
但是很可惜，代下安息就是 rest 的啊，只有四位。
But unfortunately, those who actually could enter into rest, there are only four of them who were able to enter into rest.
而且在他们这个三百多年的时间里面，只有两百年啊，是有安息。
And in this 300-some years history, there are only 200 of those that are a time of rest.
Yeah, the land has rest.
Sorry, 200 of those where the land rest.
然后再加上还有写了一个反面领袖的一个事迹啊的故事。
And then they also record an event of a leader who is false leader.
这他这个人是基甸的儿子亚比米勒。
And this person, this leader, is the son of Gideon, Abimelech.
这个士师是什么意思呢
？And what does judges mean?
他是指神为了救以色列人出仇敌的欺负而兴起的一个领袖。
So they are the leaders.That God raised in order to save the Israelites from the hands of the enemies.
它这个希伯来文这个意思是 delivers， 就是拯救者。
And the Hebrew meaning of that word means deliver.
或者是救赎者，就是 saviors.
Or saviors.
Yeah. 或者是 judge， 其实它的意思就是仲裁。
Or judges.
哎，它主要是执行神的审判意见，就是 judgment 啊，就是神的旨意。
And so their main goal purpose is to execute God's will, God's judgment.
Yeah, God's will 就是等于是神的旨意，不是那种不好的那种 judgment 啊。
So judgment is God's judgment or His will.
Yeah. 那么第三段呢，就是十七章一节到二十一章的二十五节，到结束了。
So the third section starts from chapter 17, verse 1, all the way until the very end of the book, chapter 21, the last verse.
它是记载以色列人本身内在的一个堕落的光景。
And what that records are the Israelites' inner fallen state.
这本书没有提到它的作者。
And so the book did not mention who the author was.
但是大家都觉得是撒母耳。
But everyone believes that it's Samuel.
他大概是收集编纂了很多的资料。
So he probably gathered a lot of different materials.
在扫罗被立为王之后，一直到大卫攻打耶路撒冷之前，把这本书完成了。
And so he probably finished the book from after Saul was established as the king, all the way until after David regained Jerusalem.
攻打之前。
Oh, I'm sorry. Before he captured the city of Jerusalem.
因为你会看见士师记的结束，就是最后一节啊。是结束在那时，我们下面一张，哎，那时以色列中没有王，个人照自己眼中看为对的去做。
And that's because if you look at the very last verse of the book of Judges, it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
我今天引用很多圣经节，我都是用那个和修版，和合本的修订版。
So today I quote a lot from the Bible, and mostly the version I use are the from the NASB version.
Yeah, 英文是 NASB, 中文是和修版，因为我发现它比那个和合版有的时候讲的比较仔细，比较正确一点。和修版就是 Second Edition.
So and then for the Chinese version, I quote from the Second Edition of the Chinese Bible.
那么你会发现啊，这句话非常非常的重要。
And you'll discover that this sentence is very important.
因为我这次花了很多时间在这里准备，因为我以前从来没有很仔细地看过这本书。
Because before I have not really read this book carefully, but this time I spent a lot of time preparing for this book.
又是很多的人名，很多的地名，哎呀，看得我糊里糊涂的。
And there are a lot of names of people and places.
有的我都还不会发音，连中文都不会发音。
Some places I couldn't even pronounce the Chinese name.
所以就没有注意到这个。但是这个虽然我们等一下不会放了这个 PowerPoint 啊，但是你记得这句话，因为这整个就是形容这个整个的全面的那个局势，就是大概是这个样子。
And but however, this sentence, even though we might not put this up later, but this sentence is very important and pretty much covers the entire book.
就是说，个人照自己眼中看为对的去做。
And that is, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以有的时候啊，我在想，现在的世界也跟这个差不多哈。
And so oftentimes I feel like currently, if it's very apt for what's going to in describing what's going on right now.
所以真的往快来了，该快来了。
So if I feel like the king is will return soon.
Okay, 神的原则它其实是根本不改变的。
So God's principle never changes.
在旷野的时候，除了约书亚和加勒两个人专心跟从神以外呢
？So while during the years while they're in the wilderness, other than Joshua and Caleb, who follow the Lord,
其他二十岁以上发怨言的男丁全部都倒在旷野。
All the other men who are 20 years or older who grumbled against the Lord, they all fell in the wilderness.
进了应许地以后呢，神的原则还是不变的。
And even after entering into the promised land, God's principle still did not change.
那个神当年在领他们过约旦河之前，对约书亚说了一些话。
And before the Lord led the Israelites cross the River Jordan, He spoke to Joshua and said,
我们大家一起来念一下，中英一起读哈。
Let's read this Chinese and English together.
约书亚记一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
七到九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
Yeah, 我们翻到了，我们一起念哈。
Let's read together, Chinese and English together.
这个是去应许地以前神说
的话。So this is God, what God told Joshua before he entered into the promised land.
Okay, 我们找到了，一起念，请。
Let's read together.
只要
Only be strong and very courageous.
大大壮胆。
Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
所以你就发现啊，因为这是进应许地之前的话，这些话在应许地就是这个样子。
And so,
是不改变的。
So these are the words that were spoken before they enter into the promised land, and even after they enter into the promised land, you discover that these words did not change.
Yeah, 即使那个约书亚已经走了，但是这个话不变了。
And even though by that time Joshua passed away, these words did not change.
其实啊，我们如果看懂这一个话属灵的意思的话，到今天也没有改变。
And in reality, if we know the true spiritual meaning behind these words, we'll realize that these words still didn't change even today.
这个在那个时候过约旦河的时候，他们每一个支派有一个代表要扛一块石头从河底到基甲啊，就是我们刚才讲代表十字架。
And while they will cross the river Jordan, every tribe they need to pick up a large rock from the bottom of the river to Gilgal.
这就代表十字架啊。
And that represented the cross.
而且要把陆地上的一块石头又抬回去，放在抬约柜祭司脚站稳的那个河底的那个地方。
And not only that, but also from the dry land, they shall pick up a rock and put it back to the place where the ark of the covenant is rested.
而且都过了河以后呢，在基甲的行了割礼，就表示这个老我就葬在河底了，新人开始了。
And then after they cross the river in Gilgal, they performed circumcision, which represent that their old self had been buried in the bottom of the river. And the new, it's now the beginning of a new man.
所以从大概来讲的话，旷野的过程是和自己老我的征战。
And so to summarize, the crossing of the wilderness, it represent a battle with themselves.
那么在士师记呢，应许之地的征战还要加上与灵界仇敌的征战。
And then in the events that are recorded in the book of Judges represent not only that, but also the battle with the spiritual battle with the enemy.
我们就可以看见这个下一个 PowerPoint 就讲以弗所书六章十二节讲的。
And then from next we can see, as we can see from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
我们还是请大家中英文一起念这个上面的，因为我这个还是这个合修版的。
And so again, I'd like to invite everyone to read together the projection slide.
中英一起读啊。
So Chinese and English
okay,
together.
Please.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world force of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以基本上我们对抗的其实是灵界的仇敌。
And so what we are struggling against are those of the spiritual realm.
哎，你看见中文有时候翻对抗，但是英文的版 NASB 跟 Darby 的时候，你就比较正确的翻译，比较正确的都是用摔跤这个字。
And so in the end, so in the Chinese version, the word that it's used is against, but in the NASB and in the English NASB and the Darby version, they use the word struggle.
哎，所以四世纪啊，这个很清楚告诉我们在世界上的日子啊。要学习约书亚和加勒。
And so in the book of Judges clearly tells us that in our remaining days on this earth, we shall learn after Joshua and Caleb. And
他们怎么样呢？他们是完全专心的跟从神走。
And because they fully follow the Lord.
这个才是讨神喜悦、蒙福得安息唯一的走法。
And that is what's pleasing to God, and that's the only way to receive blessing and peace.
因为我们只有完完全全的依靠圣灵才能得胜的。
And we can only gain victory when we rely completely on the Holy Spirit.
在这本士师记大概有七个地方都是因为神的灵是降在某一些士师身上或者是大大感动他们。
And then in this book of Judges, there are,
七个地方,
there are seven places where it's described that the Holy Spirit came upon the one of the judges, and then they greatly helped them.
And
only then were they able to receive the power and the ability to complete the work that God had called them upon to finish.
所以让我们先看一下约书亚他们去世以后,
so let's first take a look at the general status of things of the Israelites after Joshua and the other had passed away. And this is what Book of Judges, the third section, wants to tell us.
就是从17章到21章的最后一节。
And that is from chapter 17 until chapter 21, the very last verse.
他给了我们两个例子。
And it gave us two examples.
代表当时堕落的情形。
Which represent the fallen state of the Israelites at the time.
你知道这个从刚才那个第二段啊, 就是三章大概是七节开始, 记载的第一个事实, 叫做俄陀涅。
And then from section 2, it records the second, records the first judge called Othniel.
这次要谢谢这个, 天乐, 因为很多这个名字, 他都要去找出来那个英文该怎么读。
A lot of names I had to look up the pronunciation for.
Okay, 他被神兴起以前, 就已经存在了, 这两个, 下面这两个例子。
So these examples existed even before the first judge were raised.
Yeah, 因为第二个例子他是找了有一个祭司, 这个祭司就是亚伦的孙子, 所以是非常早期的, 这个第三段其实是非常早期的故事。
And then the second example is the grandson, it's about the grandson of Aaron. So these examples are pretty old.
那么第一个例子呢, 我们今天就先看看这个第三段吧。
So the first example, let's take a look at the third verse.
啊,第三段就是third
section. Oh, I'm sorry, the third section. So this first example came from the third section.
下一次我们再分享一些这些第二个 section, 就是这么多的事实。
So I'll share about the second section in the next message.
Yeah. 第一个例子是17章和18章。
So the first example is in chapter 17 and 18.
他讲到是住在以法莲山区的有一家人和一个利未人的情形。
It describes a family that lives in the mountains in Ephraim and then a Levite.
这个住在那个山区的一家人是米迦和他的母亲。
So the family that lives in the mountainside is Micah and his mom, his mother.
这个他的妈妈有一天就发现他有一笔钱啊, 大概有27磅半的银子啊被偷走了。
And so the mother one day she discovered that some of her silver worth about weighted about 27.5 pounds of silver were stolen.
那么所以他就咒诅了。
And so she put out a curse.
这个咒诅一定是很厉害，所以他的儿子因为是他的儿子米迦拿的嘛。 所以他因为惧怕，他就赶快还给妈妈他偷的银子。
So probably the curse was very severe, and so Micah, out of fear, because he's the one who stole it from his mother, returned it to.
那这样母亲发现，哦，原来是他儿子偷，所以赶快又以耶和华的名哦，赶快祝福儿子。
And when the mother discovered that it was her own son who has stolen the silver, she immediately blessed her son in the name of God, of the Lord.
因为这个咒诅一定是很厉害的一个咒诅。
And because it must have been a very, very serious curse.
不但如此,他还拿出一点银子, 大概是有5磅的银子哦, 为耶和华雕刻制造了一个像。
And not only that, but she also took out some of the silver, probably about 5 pounds worth of it, to make a statue, for their Lord.
这个雕刻铸造, 我看那些参考书, 他们也是有不同的意见。
And so in regarding to this statue, there are different interpretations of what it is.
他们想大概是那个 statue的座子啊, 是木头做的, 但是上面镀银。
They suspect probably the base, the original, the sculpture is made of wood, but then it's coated in silver.
然后这个铸造的话，就是完全用银子做了一个神像。
Oh, that was the base, and then the actual statue is structure is the the structure, I guess, statue itself is made of silver.
大概那个咒诅跟这个有关，他就免得咒诅成真啊，就这么做了。
And so probably it has something to do with the curse, and so the mother figured this way to counteract the curse.
所以就变成米迦的他们的屋子里面呢，就有了耶和华的神堂。
And so, as a result, in the house of Micah, his house has a shrine for the Lord.
然后因为他们住在这个原住民的拜偶像的原住民里面，所以他又做了一个以弗德，这个可能有的人说是外邦的偶像。
And then probably because they are dwelling among Gentiles, and so due to their influence, they also have an ephod. And so some interpret that as the idol of the Gentiles.
而且让米迦的有一个儿子呢，叫他做祭司。
And then also they asked one of the sons of Micah to become the priest.
所以他们这样做就是以为这样就可以全家得神祝福的一个保障。
And so they thought that by doing all of these, then they're guaranteed to receive blessing from the Lord.
所以你如果看十七章六节的话，他马上就说，圣经马上接下去说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行，就是我们刚才讲的。
And that's why right after.In chapter 17, verse 6, it says, In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
我们就可以看见这个当时这个以色列人堕落有多深。
And so from this we can see how far the Israelite had fallen at that time.
他们真的是个人任意而行，就是自己做王了。
And they truly did according to what was right in their own eyes, and therefore they become the king.
Yeah.因为他们每个思想每一句话你看见都不是合神心意的。
Because as you see, every word they spoke, every thought they had are all not what God wanted.
因为连神的真帐幕里都没有神的像。
Because even in the holiest holies, there are no images of likeness of God himself.
我们要注意这个特点。
And so that is something that we need to pay attention to.
我自己也跟这个有一个学习，有个征战。
I myself have gone through a struggle on this topic.
因为我从小长大的时候，我爸爸妈妈家里墙上有挂了一张耶稣跪在克西马尼园祷告的图画图片。
So as
我想一定也有人看过。
As I was growing up in my house, my parents had put up this poster that depicted Lord Jesus kneeling and praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以每次我想到主耶稣，那张脸就。出来了，你知道？
And every time as I was praying to the Lord, that face from that poster would appear in my mind.
后来啊，我发现这个不对了哈，我就花了很长很长时间的努力。
And later I discovered that is not right, and so it took me quite a while.
在祷告的时候呢，才不再有那张耶稣的面貌出现在我的脑海里。
To overcome this, until finally when I pray, that image of from that poster no longer come into my mind.
我不晓得你们有没有这个经验啊。然后，所以后来呢，我因为花了很多的时间，因为每次一祷告，那个面貌就出现了。
So I don't know if you have a similar experience, but it truly took me a long, long time to overcome this.
所以后来啊，有那个 TV 上不是有很多耶稣演耶稣的电视节目啊什么的，那个我不敢看，免得自己找麻烦。
And so even to a point that even on TV, sometimes there are depictions of Jesus. And so I didn't want to watch those shows either.
所以要很小心，真的是很小心。
So gotta be careful.
那么旧约的先知书以后，我们看先知书的时候呢，这以法莲跟犹大就代表全以色列人。
And so in the Old Testament, in the book of the prophets, Ephraim and Judah represent the entire Israel.
因为我以前share过的时候，不晓得你大概都不记得了。就是以法莲就是他的等于是他的长子，因为是约瑟的长子嘛。
And so I shared with you this before, because so Ephraim is considered the eldest.
Yeah. 那犹大就是代表领袖。
So that he's the eldest son, and Judah represent the leader.
所以你看见这个旧约圣经是见证是两个人的嘛，所以就是以法莲跟犹大这两族就代表以色列人。
And so.In the Bible, they represent the entire these two Ephraim and Judah represent the entire all the tribes of Israel.
这个第一个例子就是从一个以法莲人得长子名分的支派的情形来看见十二支派的这个可怜的光景啊。
And so the example comes from seeing how Ephraim received the eldest son the sonship to represent. The saddened state of the 12 tribes at the time.
可是呢，连这个立位人是应该是帮助其他支派来认识神呢、啊，敬拜神的支派也糊涂到这么这个程度、啊。
And even the tribe of Levites, who's supposed to help the other tribes to come to know and worship, God, they themselves are all in a very chaotic state and confused state.
因为从十七章七节开始讲这个立位人，他其实是摩西的孙子约拿丹。
And so.In chapter 17, verse 7, it begins to when describe the Levites. In reality, they are actually the grandson. He is the grandson of Moses, Jonathan.
那个你如果看这个Darby 跟 NIV 的，还有和合版，就可以看见。可能呢，但是那个 NASB 后面也有注解啊，就是。为什么呢？他们有的时候大家为了尊敬摩西嘛，因为摩西是神重用的仆人，对不对？就说这是马拿西的孙子。
And then, so that's what's described in Darby version and the NIV version, and the Chinese version. But however, maybe because out of respect for Moses, so they said that he's the son. Ephraim is the. I'm sorry, not Ephraim.But out of respect for Moses, there was some saying that he's the grandson of Manasseh.
所以，但是那个后来呢，又变改回去是摩西的孙子，因为他真的是摩西的孙子啊。
And that appeared in NASB version and New King James version. But later on, then they changed back to saying that he is the grandson of Moses because he indeed is the grandson of Moses.
那么。他就离开了他那个时候他离开了他居住的所在就是犹大支派伯利恒城
and so at the time he left Bethlehem where the tribe of Judah lives
他没有去到那个分给利未人的城因为那个时候分给利未城利未人的有48座城
and neither did he go to the city that were allotted to the Levites because at the time there were 48 cities allotted for the Levites.
他没有去那些地方。
And that, so neither did he go to those cities.
那个伯利恒城也不是的。
And neither did he dwell in Bethlehem.
他就在四处想找一个可以居住的地方。
And so he was searching for a place where he could stay.
因为可能这个时候啊他们这个以色列人没有好好的供应利未人。
And that might be because the at the time the people the Israelite did not properly supply the needs of the Levites.
这时候摩西的孙子他走到米迦的家。
And so at this time the grandson of Moses he came to the house of Micah.
大概是经过啊，然后米迦就知道他，哎呦，他是利未人呢。
And so he probably was just passing by, and but when Micah discovered that he was a Levite.
所以就很高兴，就请他做他家里的祭司了。那儿子就不必做祭司了，真的一个利未人来了。
And so he happily invited him into his house and asked him to become a priest so that Micah's own son does not have to be a priest.
所以他一年就供应他每天所需，还给他一点银子。这个银子很少，四盎司银子啊。
And so he supplied him with his daily needs and also gave him some silver, about 4 ounces, so not a lot.
那这个摩西孙就很高兴地住下来了，就做他家的祭司了。
And so the son, grandson of Moses happily accepted the offer and lived, and stayed in Micah's house to become his judge. He became his priest.
但这些事都不合神的心意吧，是吧
？None of these are what God wanted.
但是米迦还说，现在他知道耶和华一定会赐福我了，因为还有一个利未人做祭司。
And but Micah said.That now I know that the Lord will prosper me because he now has a Levite as a judge in his own house. I'm sorry, as a priest in his own house.
那么真的是这些人就学这些原住民拜偶像，他只注重外面的一些表现啊。
And so in that truly, Micah has become just like the indigenous people in that area, in that they only care about the outward things.
那个时候还有讲到这个但支派啊。
And at the time, they also talk about the tribe of Dan.
他们研究的时候呢，是他们应该在迦南地的西部的他们的产业。
And from the casting of lots, they were supposed to receive the land of the west of the land of Canaan.
但是他因为他们没有办法胜过他们当地的那个亚摩利人。
And because they were not able to have victory over the Amorites who were there before.
所以他们就只能住在那个山地里。
So they could only dwell in the mountains.
没有办法下到平原的。
And cannot dwell in the flatlands.
所以呢，他们你看，他们没有向神求告啊， 但是他们就打算放弃研究的地而迁到北边去。
And so, because and they did not pray to God. So instead, they decided to give up the lot that was given to them, and instead to move to the north.
Yeah, 他们就打发了五个勇士啊，去窥探一下北部的地区。
And so they sent forward five brave soldiers to as spies to spy out the land to the south. To the north.
他在这个经过的路上就经过这个米迦的家了。
And so on the way there, they passed the house of Micah.
他们知道，哎，有一个利未人在这里做祭司。
And so they discovered, oh, there's a Levite there as a priest there.
所以他们也就很糊涂的请他们啊，为他们前面的道路求问神，请这个利未人，就是摩西的孙啊，替他们求问。
And they actually asked the priest to ask God for the path ahead.
这个祭司呢，就是这个摩西的孙呢，也以耶和华的名鼓励他们。
And so the priest, grandson of Moses, used the name of the Lord to encourage them.
不晓得这是真的假的，我想大概不太真啊。
So I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, 这五个勇士就往北走啊。
And so these five brave soldiers continue up north.
他们一直走到迦南地最北边的一个拉邑。
All the way up to the very north part of land of Canaan, the very northern tip of the land of Canaan.
这个是一个发现，他们发现是一个渔人隔离啊，可以安居无虑的所在。
And they discovered that this is a place where they could, that they're far away from anybody else, and they could live there, dwell there peacefully.
而且地非常的宽阔，而且什么都有。
And so it's a very broad land, very flat, and it has many provisions.
所以他们回到他们自己的但族居住的地方呢，山地的地方，就建议啊，大家向北迁，去得这个拉邑做地业。
And so they went back to the people and to recommend the tribe to move north to the land of Laish as their inheritance.
但是这个但支派里面呢，就派了600个人，就跟这个五个人一起去得这个拉邑。
And so the tribe of Dan sent forth 600 people to follow these five soldiers in order to capture that land.
那么他们这次又经过米迦的家了。
And so they again passed the house of Micah.
啊，你看这个但，他们不但顺手拿走那里的神像以弗德啊，还问这个利未人，这摩西的孙，要不要做但支派的祭司。
And not only did they took the idol there, the ephod, but also asked the Levite whether he wants to become the priest for the tribe of Dan.
因为他总比做一个支派的祭司，总比做一家的祭司好一点吧。
Because they figured probably it's a better, more prestigious status because to be a priest of an entire tribe than just a priest of a house.
所以这个年轻人心里面就很高兴地跟着他们走了。
And so this young man was very delighted, and so he followed them.
所以你发现那个时候，因为神的殿啊，神的帐幕是在示罗。
And so at the time you discover that the house of God is established in Shiloh.
那个但支派呢，从后来他们到了那里拿了地以后，开始也有自己的殿、自己的祭司了。
And the tribe of Dan, from that point on, they also have their own temple and priest.
Yeah.这个是不是惹神愤怒啊
？So this truly caused the wrath of God.
因为这些人的老我的取代了神的地位。
Because these people, their old self had taken place of God.
自己看为好就做了。
And then they do what they saw was good.
自己就是神了。
And in other words, they become God.
如果我们看启示录7:1-7的话
，And if we look at the book of Revelation chapter 7 verse 1-7.
你就看见有一个天使在神众仆人的额上印上永生神的印记的时候。
When an angel of the Lord pressed a mark of the eternal God onto all his servants.
这个以色列十二个支派里面没有但支派。
Out of the 12 tribes of Israelites, there were no tribe from tribe of Dan among those 12.
有马拿西，但是没有但支派。
So there was Joseph and Manasseh, but there are no tribe of from Dan.
我觉得神很有意思，你看他十二个门徒里面有一个是犹大， 所以十二个人里面就有一个是仇敌的人。
So I personally felt that feel this is very interesting. For example, also among the 12 disciples of the Lord, that there's Judah there. So it's very interesting. There seem to be every 12, there's one that's always against the Lord.
因为他们这个但支派放弃了，因为他们不是北迁吗？他就放弃了神给他们很明显的旨意，就是暂就叫他们得那块地，他不要了，跑了。
And this is all because they have given up on God's will for them. Because God wanted them to have that piece of land that they received from casting in lots, but they want to give up that land.
不但如此，后来他还到在他们自己选的地方，还有自己的殿、自己的神、自己的祭司。
And not only that, but also when they went to the place that they wanted to settle in, they built their own temple, their own God, and their own priest.
他们的神呢，叫什么名字？也叫耶和华。
And they also call their God Jehovah.
但这个耶和华是不是真正的耶和华？
But is that the same as the true God Jehovah?
所以我想我们今天啊，我们自己要想一想。
So I think today we truly need to examine ourselves.
我们敬拜的神是不是耶和华三位一体，我们肉眼不能看见的神，是不是真神？
Whether the God
要搞清楚。
Whether the God that we worship is the true triunal God, the one that who we cannot see with our physical eyes.
我们回头再看一下米迦。
So let's turn back and take another look at Micah.
他生命里所有的这些都是看得见的这些东西。
And so in his life, all these things that he could see with physical eyes.
而且他自己还以为是神的祝福的事情。
And he also thought that all these things are blessing from God.
所以他其实啊，除此这些看得见的东西以外啊，除了这些以外，他什么都没有哎。
But in reality, other than these physical things, he has nothing.
他从来都没有神属灵的祝福，真正的祝福。
And he never received true blessing from the Lord.
我们今天希望不是这样哈。
And I pray that we are not like that today.
所以我发现，其实神给我们很多的，怎么讲，管教啊，就是在把这些不是真的这个事情都挪开。
So I discovered that oftentimes we, God discipline us to the purpose of removing all these things that does not be, did not come from Him, from us, from our lives.
这就是神在 sanctify us, 使我们圣洁。
So this is actually God sanctifying us.
所以我常常跟人家讲，你现在没有问题才是真的问题。
So that's why I often say to people, if you're not experiencing problem, you are in real trouble.
因为你如果是跟着真的跟主走的话，神会让你经过管教，慢慢从孩子变成青年人，然后变成父老。
Because if you truly are following the Lord, He will discipline you as you grow and mature from infant to youngster to adult and
to father.
To father.
那这里你看见啊，连摩西的孙子都和众人一样的胡作非为。
And from here you can see that even the grandson of Moses are doing these things. According to his own will, just like all the other people.
这个，所以你说看了这个四世纪，是不是都要叹气啊
？So how could one not sigh?
他可能他以为啊，他当年他的祖父是在一个差不多相当于王的一个地位上啊。
Perhaps he felt that probably it's because his grandfather occupied a position that's essentially like that of a king.
所以他也不愿意示弱，是不是
？So he did not want to feel like he is anything less.
他就想找一个机会啊，显伟大。
So he's trying to look for an opportunity where he could rise up in his status.
就骄傲哈，但是他完全不明白，他的祖父摩西是天下最谦卑的人。
Yet he completely missed the point that his grandfather is actually the most humble person ever.
这是神讲的，
and that
这个赞语真是太棒了。
And that praise is came from the Lord Himself.
但是这个孙子呢，只注重外面人看得见的一个表现。
But his grandson only saw what the outside looked like, what other people could see outward.
求主让我们不要像他哦。
I pray that the Lord will not allow us to be like this grandson.
这grandson就是这个孙子，自己要怎么侍奉，他就怎么侍奉。
Because this grandson, he served in a way that he himself deemed fit.
他的侍奉啊，不是在大祭司手下的侍奉。
And so his serving is not serving under the high priest.
那当然也就不是以神为头的侍奉。
And therefore, of course, then he's not serving in a way in which God is the head.
所以这个四世纪的主题就是大家自己做自己觉得好的事、啊、
And that's why we again go back to the theme of Book of Judges, where everyone is doing what he thinks is right.
然后我们看下面一张 PowerPoint, 约翰一书二章十五十六节。
And next, let's take a look at the PowerPoint、slide, which has come from 1 John chapter,、chapter 2, verse 15 to 16.、
我这个是用那个和修版的那个中文，所以我们一起念吧，中文英文一起念。
So I use the Chinese version from the quotes,、but we'll read together, Chinese and English together.
Yeah, okay, please.
Together. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
所以你看见啊，很重要的这个，这些怎么讲？欺骗啊，征战就是我们爱肉体的情欲。
So that's why you can see that from a lot of these wars and deceits, come from the pride of life and the lust of the flesh.
还有眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，都是从这些地方来的。
So the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life. So all these things come from.
所以你看，他们虽然在敬拜，他们说他们在敬拜耶和华。
So that's why you can see that even though they say they claim they're worshiping God.
这个摩西的孙啊，米迦一家人跟但支派，其实都已经等于在拜偶像了。
So these people, the grandson of Moses, the whole entire family, Micah, the tribe of Dan, so even though they claim they're worshiping God, but in fact they are worshiping idols.
Yeah.我真的希望我们自己也在主的面前常常的警醒。
And I also hope that we can all come before the Lord and to examine ourselves.、嗯、
在我们的生命，在我们的生活里面，是眼睛看得见的重要呢，还是属灵的重要
？In our daily life, in our life, is are things that we can see with our eyes more important, or things that are of the spiritual realm that's more important?
我们是不是在真的投神的管制底下来侍奉？
And are we truly serving under God who is acting as the head?
Yeah. 那么我们十九章到二十一章又讲到另外一个寄居在以法莲山区边远处的一个利未人了。
And so from chapter 19 to 21, we talk about another Levite who live in, near the outer edge of Ephraim.
Yeah. 他是娶了一个犹大的女子为妾的。
And he took a woman from Judah as a concubine.
Yeah.他没有想到这个妾啊，不但行淫，而且还离开他，回到他妾自己的家里去了。
And what he did not expect was that she committed adultery and then left him to return to her own father's house.
他那个父亲的家是在那个伯利恒啊。
So her father is in Bethlehem.
Yeah. 那么，但是过了四个月以后呢，这个利未人带着仆人啊，两匹驴啊，又去岳父家说服他要回家了。
And so after 4 months.That this Levite took his servants and 2 donkeys to his father-in-law's house to try to persuade her to come back.
这岳父就很高兴，你知道那个中东人的非常那个，就是请人家回家住。所以我们有些人去中东的时候，他们就也是这样子，跟人家讲讲话，人家就把他请回家去住哈。
And so the for those of who you know the Middle East culture, it's very common. So they're very hospitable. So the father-in-law was very 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 happy to see that his son-in-law came and to ask him to stay for 3 days.
Yeah. 那么第四天呢，他要走了，他又把他留下来了。
And on the fourth day, when the Levite want to leave, the father-in-law asked him again to stay.
第五天呢，他要走 ，father-in-law 又把他留下来了。
And on the fifth day, when he said he wanted to leave, the father-in-law asked him to stay one more time.
一直到大概是傍晚的时候吧。
All the way until the probably sunset.
大概还没有完全 set， 就是开始要落日了。
It's probably not the sun hasn't set yet, but it's on the way.
但是他不愿意再住了。
So he did not want to live there, spend the night there again.
他就带着他的妾、还有仆人、还有驴就上路了。
And so he took his concubine, his servants, and his donkeys, and went on their way.
他因为是个利未人嘛，他还晓得那个时候他们路过了耶路撒冷。
And so he's a Levite, and at the time they went past Jerusalem, which was in the hands of the Gentiles.
Yeah, 那个时候是他们这个耶路撒冷是在外邦人的手里，所以他不愿意进到外邦人的城。
Because at the time Jerusalem was still ruled by Gentiles, so he did not want to enter into that city.
所以他们大概在天黑的时候呢，就到了一个便雅悯族的那个里面的基比亚。
And so by the time the, it's all dark, they arrive at a place that's Gibeah, which is part owned by Benjamin.
Benjamin. 但是那边的人呢，就没有人热诚的招待他们。
But then, but people there were not as hospitable, so they, no one invited them into their home for to spend the night.
因为已经天黑了嘛。
Because it's dark already.
然后他们就在城里的广场上就等了一些时候。
And so they waited in the city yard for city court for a while.
最后有一个原来也是从以法莲山区来这边居住的一个老人，他工作完了，他正好经过那边，他就把他们接回家了。
And eventually, a old elder person who originally was also from the mountainside of Ephraim, went past that place and invited them into his house.
Yeah, 但是很可惜的哈，那天晚上哈。那个城中有一些道德败坏，就他们叫做 sons of Belial， 就是好色的下流人啊。
So unfortunately, at that time in the city, there was these morally corrupt and luxurious degenerates that they refer to as the sons of Belial.
Yeah, 他们就来敲门，要这个老人啊，把这个男的这个过客啊，交给他们，要做同性的交合。
And so they knock on the door of the elderly person and ask him to hand over the Levite to them so that they could have homosexual relations with him.
这个老人不肯啊。
And so the elder person did not want to.
但是就最后吵来吵去没办法。
But yet he couldn't win the argument with them.
这个利未人只好把自己的妾就拿出去给他们了。
And so instead the Levite handed over his own concubine to them.
Yeah. 那么这些人就整夜的强奸凌辱他，天快亮了才把他放走。
And so this group took turns raping her and humiliating her all the way until when the sun came up, and only then did they let her go.
然后第二天早上，利未人想要走的时候呢，就发现他的妾就倒在屋子门口死了。
And then the when the sun rises the next morning, when the Levite once wished to be continue on their journey, he discovered that his concubine died in front of the house.
以前娶妾是很普通的情况。
So during that time, it's very common practice to take in concubines.
我不晓得，可能以前女生不大能够自己做事吧。现在女孩子也可以自己赚钱哈，所以那个时候大概都要靠男的。
So probably it's due to the culture of the time when the women are very low place, they can sustain themselves. But now it's different. But back then, the women need to rely on the man for food and money.
但是这个不是神的旨意。
But that is not the will of God.
因为已经在世界已经掉在魔鬼的手下了。
Because at the time the world is under control of Satan.
你看神最初造人的时候是一男只有跟一个女的成为一体。
Because if you look back all the way back when God created man and woman, it's one man, one woman, and they unite.
Yeah, they become one.
They become one body.
那所以这个行淫啊，也不是神许可的。
So adultery is also not permitted by God.
你如果去看利未记二十章十节的话，也要被治死的。
So if you look at the book of Levi, chapter 20, verse 10, committing adultery could be punishable by death.
所以你看见这四世纪这一段啊，让我们看见这个行淫的人最后被人强奸致死。
So from this example, we saw that the person who committed the concubine committed adultery, and so eventually she was raped until death.
Yeah.
She died.
如果你去看士师记的第一章
，So if you look at the Judges chapter 1,
他有一个比色的王哈，叫亚多尼比色的。
So the king of Bezek called Adoni Bezek.
他被犹大人呢、啊，那个时候砍断手跟脚的大拇指。
And so his thumbs and big toes were chopped off by people from a tribe of Judah.
Yeah. 那他自己承认。
And he the king at the time after this he admitted.
他说因为他从前就对待七十个王都是这个样子的。
That because he treated 70 kings the same way.
因为那时候都打来打去啊。
Because they're constant warfare back and forth.
所以他现在被犹大人这样子做了以后，是神按着他所行的报应他。
And so what he received is judged is the same way that he treated the others. So this is a judgment from God.
那么所以我就在想，我们今天如果不悔改自己的罪，神也可能会按照我们所行的报应我们。
So I think that if we do not repent our own sins, God will repay our own sins upon us.
Yeah. 所以我们希望真的主跟我们讲话，我们看见我们什么地方好像跟四世纪有些人的差不多的话，我们真的是要好好悔改。
And so I hope that if God speaks to us and shows us any way that we live is similar to how the people in the book of Judges record, that we will be alert and be able to repent for our sins.
神最初的心意，平常人都不能取切的。
So it's from the very beginning, it's God's will that people do not take in concubines.
何况还要服侍神的立位人，那更不能了。
And especially those, this is even more so for people for the Levites who are supposed to serve God.
但是这个立位人啊，不但娶妾，还要请出轨的他啊再回来。
But then this Levite not only did he took in a concubine, but also still asked her to return even after she cheated on him.
可是，在最危险的时候啊。因为他还到底还是爱自己多过爱自己应该负责的人嘛。
But in times of danger, because he still loved himself way more than the person he's supposed to be responsible for.
他不但不保护他，还出卖了他。
So not only did he not protect her, but he sold her out.
我不知道，圣经上也没讲。那天晚上我就不知道他睡不睡得好觉啊。
So the Bible did not record this, but I don't know whether that person was able to get a good night's sleep that night.
Yeah.因为圣经上就是说他把那个妾交给人，那他也没有说是哪一个他啊，是那个老人还是立位。但是有一个地方他是说，有一本圣经Study Bible 是说这个是那个立位人把这个妾交出去的。
So in the Bible, when they say he handed the concubine out to the group, they didn't specify whether it was the elderly person who took the Levite in or the Levite himself. But then in a study Bible I saw there's one study Bible that I saw specifically said that it was the Levite who handed the concubine out to the group.
所以这个立位啊，他们那天要走，他就因为尸体，他就把他带回家，而且用刀切成十二块。
And so later, this Levite, after he brought his concubine's body home, he actually used a sword to cut the body into 12 pieces.
分送到以色列的全境。
And sent to all the different places of Israel.
那这一个举动啊，就使众以色列人就非常非常的激动。
And so this move, this completely shocked the people of Israel.
因为从来没有发生过这种事情。
So because this is unprecedented.
所以这些以色列人啊，从北到南，包括在河东，那个约旦河东还有三个支派嘛，这些人全部都聚集在米斯巴。
And so after this happened, all the people from the north to the south, including people the east of the river, they all these people.
出事的地方我们刚才讲是在基比亚。
So we know, as we mentioned, that this happened in Gibeah.
那这个米斯巴就是在基比亚北面三里远的路。
And so all these people come together in Mizpah, which is located three miles from the north of Gibeah.
他们就要这个便雅悯人啊，将基比亚的匪徒交出来。这些人大家聚集在那里。
And so they asked the Benjamins to hand over the bandits from Gibeah.
可是很奇怪，这个便雅悯人啊，他不但不肯啊。还从每一个城里出来，聚集在基比亚，准备跟他们打仗。
And the Benjamin people did not listen to them, but instead they actually sent people out from all the cities to get ready for a fight with the people gathered in Gibeah.
那个时候，耶和华的约柜是在伯特利。
So at the time the Israelites were gathered in Bethel.
And 那个时候的祭司是亚伦的孙子。
And at the time, the priest is the grandson of Aaron.
他们就第一天啊，这个以色列人他们就跑到这个耶和华面前去求问。
So on the very first day, the Israelites gathered before the Lord to ask.
所以神就说，犹大支派应该先上去，因为他是做领袖的。Okay.
And so God said that the tribe of Judah should go forward because they are the leaders.
但是他们那天去了，杀了很多人，但是他们自己被杀了很多人，没有成功。
And but they took so on, but on that day they took a heavy loss, but were unable to accomplish the victory.
所以第一天晚上回来就又哭哭啼啼的问神。
And so after that first day, during the night day, they came with tears and crying before the Lord.
你看他们嘴巴里讲什么？可不可以再去攻击弟兄便雅悯人？
Listen to their words. What they said. They said they asked the Lord whether they could go again to attack their brothers, the Benjamins.
那神说可以啊。
And so God said yes.
第二天又失败了。
And but they failed again the second day.
然后那天晚上，他们又到神面前，又哭，又禁食，又献祭。
And again on the second night, the Israelites came before the Lord. They were crying, they were fasting, they were making offerings.
又问神，我们能不能再跟我们的弟兄便雅悯人打仗
？And asked the Lord again whether they could fight against their brothers, the Benjamins.
哎，神说好，我明天会把他们交在你手里。
And God said.Yes, I will hand them over to the Israelites tomorrow.
那第三天他们就用了一个伏兵的计策啊，就杀死了便雅悯拿刀的勇士，只剩下他们有600个人逃到旷野去了。
And then on the third day, they set up traps to kill all the brave soldiers of the Benjamins who had hold a sword in their hands. And only 600 people survived, and they fled to the wilderness.
可是啊，他们那天好像报仇一样啊，继续把各个便雅悯城中的人，因为他们便雅悯也有一些城嘛，甚至连孩童还有牲畜，通通杀光。
But yet the people they seem to be enraged. They got a point there. They went into all the Benjamin cities and killed all the living things in those cities, including children and women and every person they could find, and including all the livestock.
还放火烧城
，and they also lit the cities on fire.
嘴巴里讲什么弟兄是吧
？So with their mouths, they call them brothers.
行动呢，就像跟那个杀那个仇敌一样，全部打。
But yet in their actions, it's like they're fighting against their worst enemies.
直到晚上的时候，这些人的血气才发完结，哎呦，然后冷静下来了。
And all the way until the evening, when they had calmed down.
然后他们又到伯特利的神前面，又后悔，又大大痛哭了。
And then they went again into Bethel, and before the Lord, they were very sorrowful, and they cried.
因为他突然在想到，哎呦，这样子好像以色列里面就少了一个支派了嘛。
Because all of a sudden they realized, oh, wow, now it's as if the Israelite had lost one of the tribe.
因为他们虽然有这个六百个人逃走嘛，但是这些以色列人以前在米斯巴，他们都起誓不把女儿嫁给便雅悯人。
So even though the Benjamins have 600 survivors, but the people had made a swore in Mizpah that they will not one of them will marry their daughter out to a Benjamin.
可是他们一想到这里哦，又想起来也曾经起誓。要把那个不到米斯巴耶和华面前的以色列人治死。
And then once they thought about it, they also thought about another vow they made is that to kill all the people who did not came to Mizpah.
所以他们就拼命去查，查到这个有一个大概是约旦河东的一个基列亚比这个地方，没有一个人来参加这次。
And so they looked through their records and then finally found that it seems like the people, the Israelites from Jabesh Gilead, did not, which is probably most likely is from a part of the east of the river. People from that place, they did not come to join them in Mizpah.
所以他们就去把那个基列亚比的人，除了没有嫁人的四个处女以外，所有男女老少又通通杀光。
And so they again went to that place and then killed everyone except 400 virgins.
Yeah. 结果他就在600个但族的人逃走他乡的四个月以后，就他们派人去临门盘，就是他们逃的地方啊，临门盘跟他们和解。
So 4 months after the tribe, the 600 survivors from the tribe of Dan escaped to Ramon.The rest of Israel sent people to that place to try to establish peace with them.
Yeah, 但是呢，回来以后发现还缺200个新娘嘛。
And then after they return, they realize that they are still short of 200 brides.
然后这些以色列人他又想出一个怪招，我只好叫他怪招，叫他们自己在示罗耶和华节期有出来跳舞的女子，他们自己去抢。
So they thought another interesting tactic, and so basically they they asked the people from survivor from the tribe of Dan to come during the Shiloh celebration to come and grab any woman they saw come out to dance.
这样子终于就是他们淡人也可以回到他们的地业 继续生活下去。
And then the family of those women who were grabbed, they will not come to contest. And so only through this way can the people from Dan resettle again.
那么其他的以色列人呢, 也就都各回各地了。
And then the rest of Israel, the rest of the tribes, the different tribes went back to their own homes and to continue their daily life.
也是很奇怪啊。
So this was a very strange history.
我们看这些 便雅敏支派的领袖,
so if we take a look at the leaders from the Benjamins,
可能他们已经平常不大守神的给借摩西给的律法了。
So probably most likely they did not obey the commandments that God had given Moses to hand down to the people.
所以对这些下流人对罪恶没有什么很积极的处理。
So probably that's why they did not really dealt with these bandits.
我想是不是大概就是他们那中间没有人把
So I wonder if these bandits are the reason why people did not dare to receive guests, invite guests into their house.
但是这个事情发生的时候，这个时候他们可能才想到，哎呀，他们应该来自己要来处理这个匪徒了。
But when this event did happen, well, they probably figured that it's time that they clean their own house.
为了他们自己的面子，他不愿意别的支派来处理他们的不好的事情。
And to save their own face, they did not want other tribes to intervene with their own the internal affairs.
所以他甚至愿意啊跟其他的支派打仗的。
To a point where they're even willing to battle it out with the other 11 tribes.
但是这其他的11个支派的人呢？
But yet these other 11 tribes.
神只说可以去攻打，并没有叫他们把他们杀尽，对不对？
God only said that they can fight the Benjamins, but did not tell them to wipe out the entire tribe.
而且他们每次问神的时候，都说我们的弟兄，我们的弟兄。
And also every time when these 11 tribes came before the Lord and to ask, they always said, our brothers, the Benjamins.
他们可以俘虏他们，跟他们讲条件，怎么怎么都可以啊，但不需要把他们都杀光嘛。
They could have just taken them prisoners and negotiate truce, but instead of completely wiping them out.
哎，他们这个连这个外邦的仇敌都没有杀尽啊，更不需要杀尽你的弟兄，对不对？
So since the Israelites did not even wipe out the Gentiles when they fight them for the land, that there's really no reason to want to completely wipe out a tribe of their own brothers.
所以我想当时这个以色列这11个支派的人啊，他没有守候在神的前面。
So it's my belief that these 11 tribes at the time they did not wait before the Lord.
他去问的时候问，打的时候就不在神面前了。
So even though they came before the Lord to ask, but during the actual battle, they did not wait with the Lord.
然后，因为打的时候就血气高涨嘛，哈。
So during battles, the adrenaline was rushing through.
所以他们后来就悔恨万分，因为他们已经把他们差不多都杀光了。
And they go ahead and did what they did, but then afterwards, they were filled with regrets.
但是你看啊，他即使是这么悔恨啊。 后来在打基列亚比之前，也没有去求问神，也没有等候神的答复。
But despite that, before they attacked the people from Jabesh Gilead, they still did not come before the Lord to ask.
Yeah, 真的很稀奇啊！而且他们很冲动的起誓。
And then they made their vows.
我们这个很重要一个学习，就是我们的人是有三部分：灵魂体。
And so at the time that due to all that's happening, they made their vows in a rush without thinking. So we as people we have three parts: a spirit, soul, and body.
这个魂呢，里面有心思、意志、感情。
And then within the soul, we have our mind, our will, and our emotions.
我们今天从我们这个看见的这个角度来讲的话，
And then from our perspective today,
就是 他们那个时候呢，他们的体就跟着魂里的感情走。
At the time, probably their body was following the emotional part of their soul when they made all those decisions.
他们又哭，但是又伤。
They were crying, Then they were killing.
又烧。
They were burning.
又抢。
There was taking.
又随意起誓。
And then they're just casually making up vows.
但是又后悔。
But then after all these things afterwards, then they become very regretful.
但是后悔完了以后又来了一样的事。
And after the regret, they repeat again.
因为为什么？因为魂啊，没有跟着灵里的平安走。
Because the spirit did not go, I'm sorry, the soul did not go with the peace from, of the spirit.
他们魂应该跟着灵走嘛，他们的魂就是跟着魂的 emotion 走。
So because the soul should follow the spirit, but instead their soul follow the emotions.
这里很清楚的表现说他们生命里没有王啊。
And this clearly represents that there was no king in their lives.
个人任意而行，任他们自己的魂啊，该怎么做就知道怎么做了。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes, so they follow what their emotions tells them to do.
他们不是在神的带领底下来处理问题。
They did not deal with the problems under the guidance of the Lord.
所以这两段的历史的记录。
So in these two historical events.
都是以色列人在约书亚和那个亲自认识神的人死后不久的一般的情形。
So this is what was the state of the Israelites after, shortly after the passing of Joshua and all those people who knows God.
这个情况啊，很稀奇。他们不但个人任意而行，他们没有像摩西和约书亚打仗时候，一面打一面祷告，还以为他们敬拜的还是耶和华。这个就很稀奇的。
So that's very interesting that these people later on they not only are they doing things that they thought was right into their own eyes, and neither did they pray before the Lord as they were doing battle, just like how Moses and Joshua did back when they were facing their enemies.
哎，你记得他们打的时候不是？摩西的杖一直举在那里的嘛，就一直有祷告，一面打一面祷告。
If you remember back then, during battles, Moses would keep his cane up, his staff up while they were doing battle with the enemies.
约书亚打的时候也是那标枪一直插在那里，一直伸在那里。
And in the same way, when Joshua was leading into battle, he would raise his spear all the way throughout the battle.
所以这个约书亚记，我们又回到这最重要的：以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
So again, this return to the very important sentence in this book, which is there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what's right in his own eyes. I think this gives us a very grave warning.
我们要注意，我们是不是真的有王啊？
So we need to pay attention whether we really indeed does have a king.
我们信主的人。
And for those of us who are believers,
你的王是谁啊？
Who is your king?
我们是不是还是照自己或者多数人看为好的意思做，还是看神的意思来做啊？
Are we doing things that we feel or majority of the people feel is right, or are we doing things what the king feels is right?
这个太重要了。
This is so important.
Okay. 所以你就看见，你没有这样走的时候，你真是没有到安息地，你还没有到安息应许地。
And so you'll discover that if you do not follow the will of the Lord, then you have not.Enter into the promised land.
如果你去看希伯来书三章七到十四节的话
，If you look at Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7-14，
神说进入应许地是什么？进入他的安息。
God said, entering into the promised land is entering into my rest.
这安息很有意思。我们自己回头回怎么讲？自己看一下就晓得你有没有安息。
So this rest, this peace is very interesting because we just have to look at ourselves, examine ourselves to realize whether we truly have peace.
Yeah. To rest.
So truly have rest.
凡不能进到神安息里面的人是不信或者是不愿意顺服神的方法和道路的人。
And all those people who cannot enter into God's rest are people who do not believe or are not willing to be obedient to the way of God.
为什么？不是真的以神为头啊。
Because they did not view God as the true head.
所以碰到难处了，或者是试炼的时候了，啊，被罪跟仇敌来欺骗了，没有办法忍耐到底了，就照着自己觉得怎么好就自己怎么做了。
And because of that, when they encounter difficulties, they encounter troubles, and when tests comes, they were being deceived by sin and the enemy, and they couldn't hold it any longer.
所以士师记提了有差不多四次，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And that's why in the book of Judges it said four times that there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
自己做主，自己是王。
So they made their own decisions. They are the king.
在今天讲起来，旧造的王是谁啊？其实是魔鬼。
So from today's perspective, who's the king of the old creation? And that is Satan.
因为从亚当后来他们犯罪开始。我们整个人类就落在魔鬼的权势下。
So ever since Adam sinned, our entire race have fallen under the control of Satan.
所以，但是他们并不觉得他们是在魔鬼的权下啊，是自己不觉得的。
But the people will not feel like they are under the control of Satan.
凡是以为是自己做主的，其实是魔鬼在做你的主。
So all those who felt like they were making their own decision, in fact, they are actually allowing Satan to make the decision.
为什么全地没有征战进入安息？下面一个 PowerPoint.
So why is it there were no war on earth and the land had rest from war?
为什么？
Why?
都是因为在约书亚或者加勒的领导底下专心跟从神。
It's all because they were under the leadership of Joshua or Caleb.And they were worshiping God with their whole entire heart.
这句话在约书亚记有五次。
And they were following God wholeheartedly. And this phrase appeared five times in the book of Joshua.
只有那个二十岁以上的男生打仗的男生，只有约书亚和加勒进到应许地，就是因为他们专心跟从神。
And all the men who were above 20 years old, only Joshua and Caleb were able to enter into the promised land because they followed the Lord.
应许地就是安息。
So the promised land is rest.
那么凡不信从神的人就没有办法进到安息了。
And all those people who does not believe in God, they cannot enter into rest.
你如果要去查的话，你可以去看希伯来书三章十八十九节。
If you want to take a look where this comes from, you can look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18 to 19.
因为我们看最后一个PowerPoint.
So if we look at the last PowerPoint.
其实啊，我看到这个，我也真的是，哎呀，好感谢主。
And when I read this, I truly feel thankful to the Lord.
你看见神说在圣经里面啊，创世纪二章一到三节。
So if you look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
其实神造物之功啊，其实老早已经完成了。
So the work of creating everything, all the things, it was done a long time ago.
这个 PowerPoint 上出来的也是和修版的中文。
So this PowerPoint also came from the Chinese Bible.
但是那个我们可不可以一起先念它的英文
？So can we read the English version first, English translation first?
Yeah, 因为这个是非常要注意的，是一个动词的时态，因为中文没有动词时态的。
So what we need to pay attention is are the tenses used in these verses because in Chinese there's no these tense.
Yeah, 我们先大家一起念英文。
So let's read the English first.So by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done.
Push.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thus the heavens
and the earth
were
completed, and
all
their hosts. By
the seventh
day,
God
completed
his
work
which
he
had
done.
And
he
rested
on
the seventh
day
from all his
work
which
he
had
done.
Then
God
blessed
the
seventh
day
and
sanctified
it.
Because
in
it
he rested
from
all his
work
which
God
had
created
and
made.
哇，这个了不起啊！我们中文一起念一下。
Truly incredible. So we'll read the Chinese version.
天和地。看有没有意思
？So is that interesting?
这个英文特别清楚，因为这个时态，你看，不是过去式，就是过去完成式。
So the English version is especially interesting because they use either past tense or past perfect tense.
你看，而且提了两次，神已经进入安息，已经进入安息了。
So and also mentioned twice that God has already entered into rest.
我看到这里哦，就觉得说，哎呀，我以前都好像没看见啊。
And so when I read this, I feel like I have missed it before.
感谢赞美主，他已经都完成了。
Praise and thank the Lord, for He already completed all this.
因为我正好也在听江立兄的那个。录音了，他也是讲到说，神是永远到永远的神。
And I was also listening to recordings from Brother John, and he was saying that how the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting.
他所有的工都已经完成了。
He had already completed all the work.
这是远超过我们想象的一些呼召跟应许，真是远超过我们想象的。
His calling is way beyond what we could imagine.
所以愿意我们还有我们全家的人、哦、我们上次讲约书亚哈，我和我的家都侍奉神。
And so I hope that we and our family, just like last time we shared how Joshua said, me and my family.
Yeah, 还有所有属于他的人。
And all those who belong to him.
真是真正的尊神成为我们的王，是真正的是我们唯一的王。
Truly respect God as our king.
一直像约书亚和加勒一样。全心全意的跟随主。
And just like Joshua and Caleb, we can follow our Lord with our whole heart and mind.
我们的地上也会进入安息。
And then the land will enter into rest.
然后我们希望我们能够神保守我们，一直这样忍耐到底走。
And we pray that God will protect us to continue forward.
直到见他面的日子。
Until the day that we see him.
因为这个日子也不会太远了。
For I feel like this is probably pretty soon.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have our prayer.
主，我们真是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we just want to truly thank you and praise you.
你所成就的实在远远超过我们的想象。
What you have completed is way beyond what we can imagine.
求主帮助我们，你在让我们经过试验或者是 test 或者 trials 的时候。
And we pray that Lord, you will help us when we go through trials and tribulations.
主啊，让我们真的是专心仰望你。
That we can fix our eyes only upon you.
被你圣洁洁净 sanctified.
May you sanctify us.
直到见你面的日子。
Until we see you once again.
而且主啊，愿你快来。
And Lord, also we pray that you will come soon.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.